Are you ready to dip in? Welcome to Season 2 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. We're your hosts,
Freya
and Holly, bringing you the pod where lifestyle meets spirituality.
Let's chat about personal growth, navigating life, and raising our vibrations together.
New episodes dropping every week.
Woo! Let's take the plunge.
Welcome back, Dippers, to another episode of the Divine Intervention Podcast, Season 2. We are up to Episode 9 this week, and it's going to be a bit of a spicy topic today, Freya. We're talking about male-female friendships. So can guys and gals really just be friends?
Oh, I'm so excited to be talking about this topic. It's one of life's big questions. Everyone has an opinion on it. We do too. So excited to dive into it.
Before we dive into that saucy topic, let's just go straight into that tarot and astro news for the week. So hit me with it, Freya. What card did you pull for this week?
The card that I pulled for this week is the Three of Cups. Cups represent the water element and are all about emotions, relationships, love, all these beautiful things. So the Three of Cups is actually a card of harmony and of teamwork. This is a sign for you to spend more time in the upcoming week with those close to you. Your can be your romantic partner, can be some really good friendships, and just see where can you support each other in life. In which areas does one of you maybe need an extra push, or maybe a little bit more attention or some comfort. Try to really spend some time with those that you love, celebrating each other, celebrating your friendship. And just, yeah, looking forward to the exciting future ahead. It's a little bit of a lighthearted one this week, which is great.
I love the lighthearted ones. Don't get me wrong. We love to get all deep and meaningful, but love it when the light ones come through. Again, it reminds us that life is supposed to be light and fun. And so the astro news for this week is also about Venus. And so Venus is our planet of love and relationships, and well, not just your romantic relationships, but your friendships, your family, your work colleagues, all of those things. So Venus has just come into Aries. And so there is a lot of Aries energy in the universe, in the world right now, with the sun also sitting in Aries. And so with Venus coming through Aries, it highlights how can we spice up our relationships? How can we bring a little bit more fire into it? And it's obviously applicable to your romantic relationships. So what can you do with your partner to spice things up a little bit more and turn up the heat? But in terms of your other relationships, your friendships and your family, it's like, how can you just bring a little bit more sparkle and a little bit more fun? So Aries energy is go, go, go. It's very much about let's go have fun. How can you kind of bring that into these relationships? The other thing about Aries is it is about independence. So it's about, I guess, with Venus traveling through Aries, you can take a moment of reflection to see, are you putting yourself first in your friendships, relationships? Do you need a little bit more independence within it? You know, do you have a bestie? Are you joined at the hip? Do you need to spend a little bit more time apart developing your own sense of self? And same goes for romantic partners. So yeah, there you go. That's a little bit of Aries astro news.
Lots of focus this week on the beautiful relationships in your life. Where can you put a little bit more attention towards? What can you improve and what is there to celebrate? Definitely a time to be close with the ones you love, Dippers. And this is one of the things that I've done in the last week. Me and my partner and our beautiful two dogs went camping for 4 days, which was absolutely divine. Not a lot of external noise, which is great. Just being together, talking about the future, making plans, romanticizing things. I absolutely love it.
That is so beautiful. And I did exactly the same thing, Freya. I went away with my partner and my friends. We went camping out into the wilderness, and it was just gorgeous to disconnect and spend that quality time, foster those relationships while also filling my own cup, yeah, with that disconnecting and fueling up in nature.
All ready for an exciting week ahead after some beautiful camping. This is The Week Ahead.
The Week Ahead.
So today we're talking about one of life's big questions. Can guys and girls be friends without any romantic expectations? This is such an interesting topic to me because I know that a lot of people feel differently about this. And it's even more interesting when partners come into the mix on both sides of the friendship. So just to kick it off, do you have any male friends?
Yes, I do. So I have been one of those people my whole life that has got on really, really well with guys. And I don't know whether it's because I have done a lot of sport and therefore you're exposed to a lot more men in that regard, but I've just got on really well with them and I've had male friends. I must say I've had more of them in my younger years compared to now, but I still do have a few.
I think I would be able to count them on one hand or maybe one or two fingers even. So very, very limited. This is not to say straight away that I do not believe in the concept or that it's possible. However, almost every male friendship I've had in my life, there was at one point that either the male liked the female or the female liked the male. Or there was always a moment where it was questionable. Even if it was for a couple of days, there was always that moment where it was like, is this a little bit more? Which I think often can cause detriment to the relationship, to the point that you can't even be friends anymore, or to the point that one of them gets a partner and then the partner will find out that there was something there before, even if it was just that little spark. And I would say the majority of the partners at that moment would say, nah, you can't hang out with that person one-on-one because clearly there was something there. So why would you hang out with someone that was interested in you? Very interesting.
There is so many layers to this. And I just think that male-female friendships can be so complicated. What even does define friendship? You know, it's a close relationship that isn't sexual or that isn't, you're not looking for a life partner in that person, you know, because we have as a girl, I have my girlfriends, which from society's point of view, it's more than acceptable to be hanging out with your girlfriends. But then as soon as you put a member of the opposite sex in that box of being a friend, all of a sudden there's all these other layers and assumptions and complications. Freya, what do you think a friendship is?
For me, a friendship builds if we have similar interests, we have things in common. With my friends, I want to relax, have fun, and I want to feel comfortable to share whatever is going on in my life. And I want to know that they got my back and that they support me. So going off that, this is probably the reason why I don't have as many male friends as I have female friends, is I got to be really careful to not be too generic here, because obviously everyone is entitled to like whatever they like, but I love to go shopping for hours. I love to do my makeup. I love to do my hair. I love all those sort of things. And the majority of the male friends I used to have maybe in high school were not necessarily very interested in that. So that is probably one of the reasons why I don't have many male friends, is because I define friendship as we like the same things, and then especially the things that bring you joy and relaxation.
That's very true, because I definitely have a girly side to me as well. So when I want to hit the shops, or I want to plan an outfit, or I want to, I don't know, really like spill my guts and talk through a problem, I do find that one of my girlfriends is better suited to me in that instance with hanging out with a friend than a male friend. Whereas, you know, if you just want to hit the beach, or you want to go and do something active, or you want to just grab a drink and catch up, maybe that's where for me a male friend would more sit in that space.
So you mentioned before that you have a fair bit of male friends. Have you had these friends for a very long time in your life, or have you recently made some new male friends?
I would say a bit of both. I have a couple of male friends that I've known for a very long time, and I have several male friends around me now, which are actually through my partner. So that's another dynamic of meeting members of the opposite sex through your partner, who I'm very comfortable around and love hanging out. And maybe in that instance, some of those I wouldn't hang out one-on-one, but I still have some old friends who I met years ago and we catch up on the phone. We might not catch up that often, but when we do, it's lovely.
You say on the phone, would you catch up with these people in person? That's question number one. And question number two is, with these older friends, has there ever been a moment where one of you guys has thought, maybe?
Okay, so To answer your first question, yes, I do catch up with my male friends in person and on the phone. Sometimes it's geographical problems, so like they might live in a different city, so it's harder to organize. If they did live around the corner from me, I probably would, you know, once a fortnight or once a month try and organize to see them for a coffee to catch up in person.
So this is just to specify, we're now talking about your male friends that are not through your partner. So your partner is completely out of the equation here.
Yeah, completely separate. I met them through work or through other hobbies. Yeah, so
all
I
right. That's a question. Let's get to it. Was there ever a moment I don't know if you was interested? Be honest.
I'm just trying to think.
Even a little glimmer of hope.
Well, look, okay. So with one or two of them, I think because of a few different factors, the opportunity for us to ever consider exploring anything didn't even hit the table because either we both had partners or we lived separately. So that honestly never even hit the table. But in the past, when I was a bit younger, yeah, I definitely had one guy friend in particular who other people told me he had a little bit of a crush on me. And I was just a bit like, oh my God, I don't feel about him that way, but I love him as a person. I love him as a friend, and I want to keep spending time with him. And I'm very lucky. Nothing really ever went wrong. We never had like a blow up or an argument or anything. Unfortunately, we don't actually spend any time together anymore. He moved away. He has a wife. And I guess maybe our interests didn't align anymore. We didn't have any common ground to kind of hang out anymore. So I definitely have had a bit of both there. I do think the factor comes into it of where you're at in your life and do you have a partner? Do they have a partner? Where do you both live? And would things look different if you're both single and living in the same city?
So in these sort of relationships, right, you do not always know what the other one is thinking or feeling. I feel like a lot of people, including us, would have been in scenarios where we were in a relationship and being faithful and honoring that relationship, but she had a guy friend. And perhaps that guy friend was thinking, look, nothing's going to happen because she's in a relationship. But if things were different, which I think implies that there is some sort of interest there, right? It's like right person, wrong time. Do you think that if you have another partner and you know that this was always sort of the underlying feeling, is it disrespectful to your current partner to still stay in touch with this person that you know that there was that little thingy there?
Again, I don't think this is a cookie cutter response. I think it's case by case basis. I think that relationships and friendships can grow and evolve. There might have been an interest from one party to the other in the past, but say it's no longer the case. I don't think it's disrespectful to your current partner to stay in touch. If you have a good friendship and you've got common interests and you've got reasons to see each other. However, if you constantly get that feeling that maybe they're flirting with you or that maybe they're, I don't know, ragging on your partner or clearly kind of complimenting you and making it kind of known that they're into you, then I think it's a bit disrespectful because then you're not really going to tell those things to your partner, are you? Then that comes in that whole other thing of hiding things from your partner. So in that regard, I think it's best to just say goodbye to that friendship.
How much do you think your partner has a say in thing? Like, let's say you have a friendship, right? And this is a dilemma that I know that a lot of people face in their relationship. Let's say you have a friendship and you know that from your end, there's absolutely nothing going on. This other person, your friend, is also in a relationship. Nothing is going on. However, your partner is expressing to you that they feel really uncomfortable with it for whatever reason that may be. How much do you honor your partner's feelings? Would you cut someone off? And you're probably going to say this is not a cookie cutter response either, but what is your initial gut feeling?
My initial gut feeling is obviously to prioritize my partner, but I think if you dig deeper into why they are unhappy about this friendship with someone of the opposite sex, where is it coming from? Is it coming from a place of insecurity within them? And in that regard, I guess you need to check yourself. And are you giving your partner enough attention and enough security to validate them so that they do feel secure in the relationship? Or is it coming from a place of manipulation and control? And I know that might sound extreme, but I've been in a relationship in the past when I was younger with a man who loved me, but he was very possessive of me. And through my work, I used to meet lots and lots of people. And I had a male friend and we got on really well, like a house on fire. And we would message a bit here and there, but like literally strictly friends. And my partner just kicked off. He couldn't stand it. And at that point in time, I prioritized him. And it wasn't until a little bit further down the track that I recognized the behaviors in him. And I think back and I'm like, well, I didn't really do anything wrong because there wasn't anything going on between myself and this male friend of mine. But I chose my partner in that instance. So I think it's a lesson for me moving forwards to assess the health of the relationship that I'm in, my romantic sexual relationship, do a bit of a health check on that and see where I'm at with that before deciding to cut this other person out of my life. And I guess there's that extra layer of identifying how important this other friend is to you. And would you prioritize them over the partner? Oh, gosh, see, there's so many layers to this, Freya. This is a bit sticky.
So many layers. It's very sticky. So many different scenarios. I guess, like, if it's a childhood friend that you've known for years and you really value and really care for, then it makes it a lot harder if your partner says, no, I don't want you guys to hang out anymore. Because I think by default, we're going to want to please our partner because that is, for the most of us, the main relationship in our life. However, your partner should also allow you to, you know, have beautiful relationships outside of your relationship. So it's definitely a very tricky one. I feel like if, you know, if I go to the supermarket and I meet a guy at the broccoli stand, and we have a great conversation about broccoli and he's like, let's go for a coffee. I feel like my inclination would be to say no. Because yeah. I do think, yeah, and here, look, here I am thinking straight away, oh, this guy's probably looking to see what more there could be, even though he might be interested in a friendship. My natural inclination is to say no, because I just think that the relationship female-male is just a tricky one, just in general, like to not have any romantic feelings there. I think it's a very tricky, challenging type of relationship.
Okay, so hypothetically, Mr. Broccoli Man that you met at the supermarket, what if you then found out that he has a partner? Where do you draw the line there? So you obviously have a partner, they have a partner. Does that change the dynamic?
I don't know. So I guess for me, it wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen because I also think we all have a nice conversation with a stranger every once in a while, which can be very friendly. I think once it goes out of that situation and you exchange details, this is something where a little bell should ring and you should really think through if you're in a relationship. Wait, is the objective here clear friendship? Is there really value here for me? Like, do I really want to pursue this? And how is my partner going to feel about it?
Yeah, I do agree. And I do think the circumstance would be totally different if you were single, so if you didn't have a partner. But again, I think there'd be that layer of like, oh, what is this guy's intention? Or girl, whoever it is that you're talking to. What is their intention? You know, are they just trying to get me away from the broccoli stand so that they can get in my pants? Or are they actually interested in me as a person? So actually, Freya, if we move the stranger off the table and we say it's someone that you've met several times, say you start playing tennis and you meet this guy at the tennis club and you've seen him around, you've had a couple of friendly matches and whatnot, and then you get on really well and he's like, hey, let's go grab a drink after that, you know, match. What would you do?
I feel like I'm already there. So I'm not at the tennis club to see this particular person. I'm there because this is my hobby. So it doesn't require an extra action for me to move to a different location to organize, schedule or time to meet with this person. So I would probably be open to having a drink. I would, however, by this time have informed my partner about it and said, look, you know, like I've been playing some friendly matches. Funny guy, you probably like him as well. If this person would propose to me to do something outside of the tennis club, I would probably be inclined to say, great, let's bring our partners along. I feel like it's more and more gravitating towards me saying that it's just not possible to have male female friends. I think it is possible if you have someone that you've known for years, that you have like history with, foundation with. But in the age where we are now, I think it's just really, really tricky. I personally don't really have a, how do you say that, interest in it as well. I don't feel a lack there in my life that I need to have more male friends. When we speak on the topic of male friends through our partner, I think that is a different thing. of course, I can be super friendly. I love my partner's friends. Like, they're great. I love spending time with them. I would probably not catch up with them one-on-one, though, because I always feel a little bit like that is, in the first place, my partner's friend. Because they were his friend before I was here. You hope that nothing happens, but they will be his friend after I'm here. And that can be a very tricky thing too. You know, we've all had relationship where we dove straight in and we got super close with the friendship group of our partner. And then something happened in the younger years, you know, not every relationship lasts. And then after that, it's hard because you have to split from the friendship group as well. And people feel like they have to pick sides. And that's like a whole different drama. So I feel like, coming down to it, I probably have one or two friends, male friends, that I have from my early years, like high school years. We have foundation. We've been through things together. We don't see each other often, so it's nice to catch up. And my partner knows all about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you are in a relationship and you have a partner, I think transparency is a non-negotiable. If you're saying, I'm going to catch up with my friend, but you deliberately don't mention that they're a member of the opposite sex, then I don't think that's going to fly at all.
Totally agree. Do you feel like, let's say your partner, does your partner have female friends? Mine doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He does. So he's got a couple of female friends from school and from university. And so I think my partner is a bit like me. Like, we're quite social butterflies and we get on well with a variety of different people. And so I'm not surprised that he's got a balance of male and female friends. And if he says, oh, I'm just with my female friend at the uni bar, or I'm going to catch up with that uni friend for a coffee before we go, it's interesting because you want to treat your partner the way that you want to be treated. And so don't get me wrong, sometimes there's a bit of, it's not jealousy at all, because I'm not really a jealous person. It's more the inquiry about it. So I'm just a bit like, okay, like, who is she? Like, give me a bit of a backstory, be transparent with me. And then, cool, Bob's your uncle, go and do what you want.
Have you met all of these friends, or are there some that you haven't met?
I've met most of them.
So let's say this is a scenario for you, Holly. Your partner is out at uni and afterwards he's going to grab a drink with girl A. And he is busy, just not with he's busy sounds bad, sorry. He's just enjoying his time, you know, having a nice drink, catching up with her, so he's not on his phone much. So all the detail that you're getting is, hey, I'm grabbing a drink with So you think this drink is going to be like 30 minutes, but it ends up like 2 hours go by. Do you grab the phone and go on Instagram and search?
Okay, so have I met girl A?
You have not met girl A, and before this day, you've never heard of girl A.
Well, that's a bit of an interesting situation. My inclination is just to be chill about it and trust my partner. I guess if I don't hear from him for a couple of hours, my instinct would be to just check in with him and be like, hey, like, what time do you think you'll be home? Or I don't know, I guess it depends on the situation, on if I'm expecting him home or if we've got plans. I don't know. In that regard, because it's happened in the past, he's caught up with people that I haven't met and maybe there's a female name thrown in there. And again, I just go, well, I would like to treat others the way that I'd like to be treated. So I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. If he was to be catching up with girl A lot outside of uni, then yeah, at some point I'd like to meet her. What's your opinion on that?
Well, so the question was, are you going to look on the Instagram or not?
Oh, I forgot about that part of the question. No, because my partner's hopeless at Instagram and he doesn't post stories. So I'm in the dark there.
No, sorry. I mean, are you going to go FBI and are you going to have a little sneaky peek who this person is?
No, that's not my inclination.
I love that. I love that. I would argue that a lot of the women I know, their inclination would be to have a little peek. Not even saying that it matters what you're going to find, but I would say that a lot of women would have a little look to see what's going on.
How would you know who they are on Instagram, though? Like, you've just been given girl A's name.
All right, Holly. Guys, dippers, Holly is clearly the angel amongst us all. We women are the FBI. I can find someone based on one letter of their first name.
Oh, look, if I really wanted to find someone, I guess I would. But in this case, I guess that says a lot for the trust I have in my partner. However, if I guess in a hypothetical situation, I was feeling insecure and worried that he didn't want to be with me anymore, then maybe I would call my friend Fryer up and be like, hey, bitch, I need your FBI skills.
Well, I think it's like sometimes it's not just like not trusting your partner. It's also just a curious nature. Do you know what I mean? You just want to see what is going on. Like, I'm very curious by nature. So I would definitely be Googling. But then once again, you know your partner and you know your partner well. Like, in all the years I've been with my partner, I've never gotten a text, hey, I met girl, la la, we're going to have a drink. So if he does it, it would be a bit more out of character for him than it would be for you. So I would be like, whoa, what is going on here? Not saying that it wouldn't be okay. Like, I would be fine with it, but it would be out of character, which usually would ring a little bit more of alarm bells. So I got another little dilemma for you, if you will. So let's say you have... It's more interesting if I ask it from the partner perspective. Let's say your partner has a friend. You've met her once or twice. You don't know her that well. You don't know exactly their history. And she is consistently commenting hard eyes on his photos.
Okay, so...
Wait. One extra detail. She's not doing it on the photos with you. No, I'm joking.
Okay, so I guess... Look, one love heart eyes comment and I'd be saying, hey, mate, who's this chick? I would be. Yeah, especially if I didn't recognize the name, or even if I did recognize the name and thought, oh, maybe that's the girl from uni, I would bring it straight up with him. But that's the type of relationship I have with my partner. I guess I'm really lucky. We're very open. I'd be like, oh, you're getting a bit of love on your post here. Like, who's this chick? I'd just ask him straight out. That's me. What would you do, Fryer?
I would do exactly the same as you, though. But like you said, one hard eyes for me would be the trigger. Like, would be the trigger to investigation, but a mild investigation, not interrogation. But it would be, hey, what is going on? What is happening here? Which I think, you know, this is a really challenging part of social media nowadays. Like, I've definitely had arguments over this, not in my current relationship, but in relationships in the past, especially when you were a bit younger. You know how you would date with someone and it would still be like a little bit unclear, like the stamp is not on it. And you would just see this random person comment like hard eyes and it would just immediately send like alarm bell. And you would think, wait, who's this person? Especially when you haven't committed to each other yet. So I love these dilemmas. I think this is honestly like so interesting. As for guy friends, hanging out one-on-one without your partner is okay in your book, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a limit on what you guys can do when you hang out together? Could you go away on a weekend or could you have a movie night, Netflix and chill?
I think that might be taking it a bit far, but again, it depends on if my partner has met him, how many times they've hung out, is my male friend now mates with my boyfriend, that kind of thing. I must say, like, I've never been away on a weekend just with a male friend, and I've probably hung out and watched a movie a lot around the place, but it's like very casual. And I think now at my current age, if I was going to do that, I probably wouldn't commit to a weekend away with another man, let's be honest. But if I was hanging out with a friend and it's like, oh, we're just going to chill and watch a movie, I'd call my partner and be like, this is what we're doing. Do you want to come? That kind of thing.
I feel like that last statement just basically sums up everything we've been talking about today. Like, I feel every scenario is different, but the most important thing is transparency with your partner. Doesn't mean that your partner can fully lay rules on it and that you don't have a say in it, but transparency and communication about it is just the most important thing. It is a naturally tricky relationship, male and females. Often there's something there, I would argue, at some point or another, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible.
This was a super interesting topic to talk about, Fryer, and I feel like we could go back and forth with all these hypothetical scenarios and questions, and I even have more questions for you in this realm. But I guess let's wrap this one up in saying that, again, it's complicated, there's many layers. I think it's possible, it's like a recipe. It's possible in the right time with the right structure to be friends with a guy, but you still have to be careful. That's my opinion.
What a perfect way to wrap it up. Summarize what we've been talking about. I'm completely on the same page as you. So Dippus, thank you so much for tuning in. Please let us know on our socials. I will put a couple polls up, actually. What do you think is okay? What do you think is crossing the line? Do you have a lot of male friends or just friends of the opposite sex, by the way? Because we are talking about male-female here. But it can, you know, be any type of relationship, really. Let us know how you feel about the comments we made, if you agree or if you not agree. And yeah, we can't wait to hear from you. Until our paths align again.
We'll see you at the next dip.